Fighters here for you. How about that? Playing the hits here on the Rational Revolution. You've got Mark Becker, and this is awesome. I'm so glad that we are sitting down with Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. We're talking about, you know, her experience, and she's running for governor, by the way, FYI. I want to talk about, where are we right now? I think you've had some amazing experience, you know, what it's like in the old legislature, which arguably doesn't work really well. And now on the executive side. And I say that the legislature doesn't work really well because it has been so one-sided. Yeah. You know, you said on the other side that people are just, they're clamoring for just something. They want people to listen to them.
Yes. And they want solutions.
Right.
Right? They want solutions that actually affect their everyday lives. And so, that's when I go across all of the state, all 72 counties. That's what people are telling me. They just want to be able to live their lives, make a good living, maybe take a vacation or two with their kids. These are not unrealistic expectations or goals for families in Wisconsin. Right. And that's what I want to bring to the table. How can we make it so that people can afford not only just to survive, but to thrive in Wisconsin? And that means having a little bit of fun every once in a while, being able to take a vacation with your kids.
Well, and I think it's interesting too, is how much the Republican Party wants, you know, from the party of limited government. They have, over the last, you know, almost 15 years, they've really wanted to be a very big part of people's lives, telling women what to do, telling people who they can and can't marry, those types of things. Mm-hmm. And not only they're doing that in spite of the people of Wisconsin saying, oh, you shouldn't stop doing that.
Right. Yeah.
And
if you,
go ahead. Yeah.
No, if you survey people relative to abortion rights, relative to reproductive health care, I'm a nurse by background, like we were talking about. I know what it looks like when people don't have access to reproductive health care, and it's extraordinarily dangerous.
Yes.
And we've seen that. We've seen those stories that have come out in every state in the union, even in Wisconsin. When people don't have access to reproductive health care, women get very sick and some women die.
Yeah.
And it's a huge, huge issue. And if you ask Wisconsin folks, what do they want? They do want access. They want abortion rights in Wisconsin. That's very, very important to them. And if you ask them about marriage equality, whether, do you care if who marries who? Wisconsinites don't care. They just want people to be happy, right? They don't care. So why are we pushing these culture wars?
Right.
When this is not the biggest thing that's on people's minds. So the biggest people, from what I hear from them, is making ends meet.
Well, and
that's what they want to do. They want to be successful.
And I would argue too that with marriage equality, I would argue that Wisconsinites do care and they want people to be. If you want to marry that person that you love, hell yeah, absolutely, go
absolutely.
Do it. You should.
Go
you
do
should.
It.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's been, because my background, I don't know if you know my background. I was the former chairman of the Brown County Republican Party, and I was someone who always was pro marriage equality and pro choice. And so I thought that, hey, we can be a big tent in the Republican Party, and there is room for someone like me that wants to, because I'm a business guy, I run a business, but, there's room for someone who can be fiscally mindful, but then also socially conscious. And there was not. And so I left the Republican Party, and the rise of Trump won. And I worked with like the Lincoln Project and all that. But I think that there's Wisconsin, there are a lot of those people like that.
Yes.
And one thing that I appreciate about Governor Evers is that he was able to talk to those people and they respected him. Mm-hmm. And I think that, we have to get back to working together, like you said, and working for the people of Wisconsin, because it hasn't happened in a long time.
It hasn't happened in a long time. And that's what I would like this campaign to be about. I'm not running against anybody. I'm running for the people of Wisconsin. That's what I want to be able to do. And focusing on things that people care about. It's not these culture wars. It's just not. It's, you know, it's about everyday economics for people. It's about sending your kids to a good school. It's about safe neighborhoods. It's about healthcare that you can actually access, housing that doesn't break the bank, accessible childcare. I mean, I talked to folks and there were women that who I spoke to who were calling childcare providers when they were thinking about getting pregnant.
That's so sad.
Because the wait list was so long that they had to start calling around and ask, are you going to have an opening in a year?
Oh my God.
It's insane. I mean, I've got two kids, 16 and 18 now. We talked about it, like, but it was never like that when my children were small. No. Yeah, it was a stretch for my budget to be able to afford childcare, but I had choices. I had options available to me. And it didn't completely break our budget to be able to do this. And it's breaking people's budgets
it
right
is.
Now.
Yeah, and it's not fair. And I think, you know, no one can tell that story like a mother. And I think that that's such a powerful thing to be able to have you to articulate that, because those are stories that people need to hear over the next, you know, few months here while this campaign goes. I want to talk because we're up against the break here, but I want to talk at the next one all about Sarah Rodriguez for governor. We're going to talk what prompted it. What are you doing? How are you going to help us? And how are you going to make this state fit into our more perfect union? So stick around on the Rational Revolution. You got Mark Becker sitting down with Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back. One more and